Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Beautiful music at Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. That is Mr. Lord Mend This. And before that, Cici Winans taking us from the 1 o'clock news bulletin. We believe for it, believing for it. And yeah, it's 21 minutes just after one. You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. It is heart to heart with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, we say hello to Germany, Johan else, and something else. And afterwards, Lukomkwedi Puti will be with you on Spectrum. She's somewhere in the building getting ready. She's getting ready. And she will be with you just after Germany, Johan else. And right now, I'm excited. Yet again, today, I have Pastor Ernest Kwadi in the studio, not alone, but with Pastor Malungwani, and I am excited. We started talking about the power of oneness, and that's not me, that is Pastor Kwadi. Sometimes I say bad. And under under the topic of the power of oneness, we are talking about achieving oneness. Mfundisi Malungwane, how are you? I'm blessed of the Lord. Well, you are busy.
Life is so busy.
Yeah.
And I don't know why the business come now. Some of us are getting older, but
where? I think Muruti Malungan should tell us where.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the oldness? And we have listeners who've been calling and asking for you and Pastor Kwadi.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that marriages are getting healed.
Definitely, Sponyile. I was telling Muruti Malungwane, I was speaking somewhere yesterday, building marriages.
Yes.
And also praying for the couples.
Yes.
And this is what we need to continually be doing, you know, to strengthen, our marriage with the understanding that God is always wanting to bless those that are married. Yes.
All right. I just want us to fix just one thing, just to fix one thing. And then we continue. Family, do join our topic, power of oneness and achieving oneness.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your praise, support and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
We are Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are with you 24/7, and we are with you 7 weeks, actually 7 days in a week. And how many weeks in a month? Oh, no, 7 days in a week and 4 weeks in a month. We are with you from January to January. That's us at Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And as I said, we are talking about the power of oneness, but today we are talking about even achieving that, if that is possible. And if I remember very well, Pastor Malungwane was like, hey, this is doable, guys. This is doable. Is it that the older you get, things get a little clearer with marriage?
Exactly.
Mm.
The older you get, the clearer you get, the whole thing, the whole relationships become better.
Mm.
Because you have learned to adjust to a lot of differences.
Mm.
And you now see the need why you need to be together.
Mm.
So it becomes more real. to say we are in this thing.
Yeah.
You know, so that oneness then becomes more actually you become more fulfilled.
Yeah.
That what I decided long ago to marry was the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the fruits coming now.
Mm.
Because you no more have conflicts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You more have resolutions
yeah.
than conflicts. Mm. Everything you do now, communication becomes more, I don't know whether should I use the word perfect.
I was going to say sweeter.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if where there's a difference, we are able now to address it from the positive point of view.
Mm.
You no more come to a conflict with that negativity.
Mm.
There's more positiveness in everything that we do. Where we don't agree, we are able to sit down now on a very lower, wonderful tone to discuss and see yourself getting the whole thing resolved. So now it's so nice.
Yeah.
Now when we are somewhere, you are able to say, let me pick something for my wife. You know, sometimes he said, let me pick something for my husband.
Yeah.
So there's that oneness that says now we can think of one another.
Mm.
Sometimes it's a coincidence. You find that we think one thing.
Mm.
What she shares is what I was thinking.
No.
What I share sometimes is what she was thinking.
Yeah.
And that says that oneness now is coming to its completion.
All right. Is it possible, Pastor Khwedi, to achieve this oneness when you are younger? I mean, when they're children. Stop that. When you're paying school fees.
Yes.
You know, when you come to the house, you're talking about Aubagwe because Aubagwe.
Yeah.
And he's your son. No, he's your son. And then there's the. And Aubagwe is like, oh, so they fight because of me. Okay, I'm going to do it again.
No. Yeah. Sibongile, even to the young couples, it is still possible to achieve oneness.
Yeah.
There are dynamics that which we need to, you know, engage in and have common grounds when it comes to those dynamics. The first one is that we really need to align ourselves spiritually, understanding that marriage actually it is the ideology of God.
Mm.
It is not a man-made thing. Now it must be run according to the principles of God.
Mm.
Now simply when we align ourselves, you know, with the same spiritual understanding and also in terms of our emotional, you know, understanding, not only emotional understanding, also practical way of doing things, it is at the end of the day achievable. If there are children somehow they change, you know, the routines that we normally used to have, and we now focus on the children, but we shouldn't allow, you know, us to be focusing more on the children and neglect our spiritual alignment and neglect our emotional and practical alignment.
I find a lot of husbands feeling neglected when children do come. The wife's complaining, he's not a hands-on dad, but yet not allowing him in. And you find the mother is wrapped around the children. How do we deal with that?
Yeah, we really need to strike a balance there. It's not only the husbands as well as the, you know, the wife. Children really take a lot of time. They need us, you know, both to concentrate on them, but we also need to align
ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And once we concentrate on ourselves, we need to have time where we will be able to go out. I normally encourage young couples to say, take children to their grannies, you know, and once you have taken them to their grannies and so on, or to their uncles and the aunts, have time where you will go and bond more and talk and play and love. In most cases, you find that because there are children in the family, we tend to neglect certain aspects of, you know, being jolly, of being playful and so so on. And those, we need them in marriages, in our relationship. We need to go out and have fun. You know, we shouldn't also concentrate more on prayer. As much as prayer is very important, we need to, you know, nurse the spiritual needs. But also, you know, let's come with that vibe of going out to the movies. Let's go out. Let's book a place somewhere. Let's they stay there. Let's play, Sbongile.
I feel like singles are robbed. Okay, let me explain. Nobody teaches you and tells you about this when you're single.
Yeah.
And when now you have to get married, now I have to play. No, we were told to pray. So I want a praying husband.
Oh, yeah.
I want a praying wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, even in their sleep, they pray.
They pray. They pray, but we are now referring to, you see, Muruti Malungwane is coming with an aspect of maturity.
Yes.
To say, once we are now grown up, we no longer have time to focus on, you know, conflicting, you know, attitudes and so on. But to the younger couples, let's encourage them to say, have fun in your marriage.
Yeah.
Fun shouldn't be left out to those who are single and then, you know, going around.
Oh, even the married are like, the singles are having it better than
exactly,
us.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my. Muruti Archibald is like, and what?
Serious. It's so important because during our times, what you are saying, Sesbongile, was the thing. Mm. You know, was the thing that we concentrate much on the spiritual point. Where other things like having to laugh, joke,
you don't,
sounded
you
like sin, you know. There was this seriousness, you know. Even when you go to the bedroom, there was this seriousness, you know. And you couldn't do things that you need to do even in the bedroom on an open space. They should always, the light should be off. You should be in the blankets. There's nothing that you can do as playing, even in the sitting room, just to tickle one another.
But that is also not just on the Christian platform.
Yes.
Even culturally.
Yes, do you get what I'm saying?
So there's an oppression on couples.
That's it. Okay. Which it doesn't have to be like that. Because immediately when you get married, you are now official. You are in this thing.
Mm.
You know, when I went to a holiday, that part in August.
Yes, on your birthday.
You know, we were with my daughter this time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was taking pictures.
Mm.
And we were somewhere with my wife. She says, no, kiss one another, guys.
Yes.
And my wife says, no. And my daughter said, it's official.
Exactly. I like that.
Serious. My daughter said, no, kiss one another. I want to shoot you kissing one another.
It's official. Yes.
It's official.
Don't shy.
You're not stealing.
You're not stealing anything.
Yeah. You have the certificate to prove it.
Yeah, the certificate to prove it, even in public.
Yeah.
You know, so these are some things that which were deprived, the young couples were deprived from those times and days.
Even now.
Yeah, even now. So we need to change the whole scenario. It needs to change, you know, and when it changes, it should be there where you are able to play around. Even on the kitchen, you can play around. You
but
know?
Now that's where then the scripture that says you have to enjoy with the wife of you doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
If we're coming from such a background, then it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
What does it mean to enjoy? So you enjoy prayer and singing?
Aish.
And all the hiding and everything.
Yes. So
when I was married, I couldn't even hold his hand because Muruti Malunga nutlar born. And this is my husband. Muruti Khwadi would come and see me van Sergalto.
Yeah, I think, you know, Sbongile, culture at some point has taught us to say this is a taboo.
Yeah.
You are not supposed to be doing this in public and so on. You can't do this in front of your children and so on. But remember, we also grow up to have the same understanding to say, when children, my children are looking at me, they should see me as a role model.
Yeah.
How I take care of their mother. mother, who is my wife, they should learn, because somehow, you know, they become what they saw in the family.
Yeah.
So they learn the relationship I have with my wife, and they are in turn going to practice it,
yeah,
you know, in their families or in their marriages and so on. So let us be open. Let's free up. Let us not be stiff. Let's play. Let's love. Let's go out and do everything that which we want to do.
I'm praying that you go back and unwind. Because and teach, because we're not saying to those who are not married, get involved and do that, but they need to know this is their life.
Yeah.
Because if they are taught differently, once they get inside, I heard last week and I was puzzled, do we still have Christians who say that? And this one person was saying, the husband of one friend says this, they shouldn't touch, only for procreation. So no kissing, no anything. You only touch because for procreation, and you pray about it before you even touch and afterwards, because now it's a sin.
Sure.
So you see the kind of ideologies and teachings that people have been having. And then we wonder why people are not achieving oneness in their marriage.
Yeah.
And just before you come in, I mean, Corinthians 7 puts it very well.
Uh-huh.
He says we shouldn't deprive each other except for a moment of prayer and fasting. Mm. For that moment, which means there's a time for that. But it's not something that needs to be, that is carried now through the whole relationship.
Like the fasting. Okay.
It maybe takes two, three days. From there, you go back to enjoying yourself, because there's no sin, you know.
Mm.
It's only for that time just to concentrate and pray, you know, for whatever that you're praying for.
Mm.
But according to the word of God, the enjoyment should be there. You should enjoy yourselves, you know. It's important. Even out the singles should learn that though they are single, but they need to have time with themselves and enjoy themselves.
With some, when they get married, it ends. Like one person that a husband told, no more dates. You cook here at home. We're no more going to the park. We've got a garden out here. Things change.
It's just unfortunate that at times to some things do change, but marriage is
they should change for the better.
For the better.
Say it again.
And and you know, we really need to be happy.
Yes.
In our marriages.
Yeah.
We're speaking about companionship.
Mm.
We're talking about friendship.
Mm.
We're talking about love. We're talking about, you know, a connection, connecting. You know, the young people today, they will talk about the Bluetooth. They will say the Bluetooth has connected.
Yeah.
We,
and that's what they say.
Yes. We need the Bluetooth to connect between myself and my wife. And marriage is something that needs to be enjoyable.
Yeah.
Marriage should not be, you know, bitter. It should not be something that will bring strain to the couples and so on. But we really need to be free and flexible in marriage. Yes.
What brings about a disconnection from that Bluetooth? Because when you are still dating each other, visiting and picking her up, taking her out, and you know, there's this connection. It's flowing. Mm. But now when you are married, there's a disconnection and you find we don't connect anywhere.
I think from the last, one of the things that disconnect, it's expectations that as we marry, we had some certain expectations unmentioned.
Okay.
And those when those expectations are not met, this is what brings the disconnection.
Mm.
Because you go in there with different expectations, you know. Maybe your wife expects you to open the door for her, all those kind of things. You come with flowers. You were doing it when you were dating because you were far from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now you are sitting in the same place, sleeping in the same house, things begin to change. Some of the things you expected that will happen, they are not happening. And just going back to what you have already said, you have an expectation that you're not going to do anything as a husband. The wife must cook.
Yo.
He must iron. She must do all these things. You must read a newspaper.
You are the maid now.
Yeah, I wonder, you get what I'm saying?
He's not helping.
He's not helping.
Yeah.
And well, Babang, other women, when they get in, they expect this kind of a handling that you as a husband, you must do. Like what they are saying today, give me allowance. I need an allowance of 5,000.
Yes.
Or I need an allowance of what. So these different expectations, those are the ones that make the...
What happened to pure love?
Do you get what I'm saying?
Because pure love says, let me stand up and help you wash the dishes.
Do you get what I'm saying? So those are the things that in turn disconnect the Bluetooth.
And pure love says, even if you don't have 200 rands, I still love you.
Yeah, just to comment on what Muruti is saying.
Then Bluetooth disconnects.
Yes, yes, talking about another factor that contributes is lack of quality time. I know that the ladies here, they will just
men should brace themselves because that's what women want.
Exactly.
Attention. And time.
Very much important. Now, lack of quality time in marriage is often a silent erosion and deeply is impactful over time.
So, but now, most of the times, it's left for the husband too.
Yeah.
So how should... Because, see, what I understand is that before, whilst they were dating... The man was the hunter.
Mm-hmm.
He was how nana, okay.
How are you?
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
and chasing after her.
That's
and then she's
true.
Like, he likes me. So he keeps doing it.
Yes.
And now we're married and I'm expecting you to keep chasing me.
Yeah.
So what stops?
Yeah. A number of factors as well. You know, responsibilities.
To say hello, nana.
To say hello, nana. The other thing that which I wanted to put there is to say, if we lack quality time in marriage, it often becomes a silent erosion, you know, and it is like, you see, when the rain rains, the soil will erode and the house begins now to crack.
To tilt and all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because we lack quality time, certain aspects are not discussed. Certain, you know, things are not done, of which it will make the relationship to suffer now, because one is neglecting a very important aspect of, you know, giving the other spouse attention to say, let's talk and let's deal with some of the things that relates to us in the relationship. Now, if we neglect the quality time, it becomes a challenge of, you know, the Bluetooth having
to disconnect. Okay.
And that's where we realize now the problems such as loneliness in the relationship, because it is possible for married people, you know, to be lonely while they are in that relationship. Let's connect together. Let's have time where we will talk and discuss us.
All right.
Yes.
I see you were trying to call family member. You can still do that. I'm in a different studio. So, I have to keep my eyes on the left and the right at the same time in a different way, but it is doable. So you can call in again and we will take your call. 012-334-1322 is the number that you can dial, and Gesels Merons in the studio. So watering each other, whose responsibility should it be? Muruti Madungan.
You have already said it's born from the word go.
Okay.
That I was a hunter.
Yeah.
You know, but then when we get married, one other factor that I want to bring it up. One of the biggest mistakes we do when we get married, sitting down.
Yeah.
And discussing.
Yeah.
How you share responsibilities. Normally it's a big problem.
Hi family, how are you?
Hi, this is Bongile.
Babunkosi, babuninjani.
Hayi Jesu inkosi uyabusa abafundisi bami ninjani?
Sikhona
baba. Ninjani baba?
Hayi Jesu inkosi uyabusa.
Yebo.
Hey. Nikhuluma ngenye topic enzima kakhulu.
Yeah.
Ngobe. Uyabona kungaba nengane.
Yo.
Ah, ukudlala kuyaphela. Ngobe sithatha ingane siyilalise phakathi.
Eish, that's the first mistake.
That's the first mistake siyibeke e-center yethu. From lapho akusana budlelwane.
Yo.
Sesibheke ingane, umama ubheke ingane. Nobaba umafika udlala nengane akasadlali nomama.
Yo.
Ingane seyithethe indawo. Useyithethe lendawo yokudlala abasadlalisani bona bodwa sebadlala nengane. Ene mhlawumbe leyo ngane kuyothi after 5 years mase iqala ukuphuma iyozidlalela ngaphandle. Sokunzima ukuthi babuye babuyele kulesa sparkle.
So kuyabhora. Say they are strangers. They are strangers now.
So kubeka lempilo yobu stranger.
Yo.
Bafundisi bethu ngiyabonga ukuthi nisifundise. Ngathi laba basha bangayithatha le ntolo bahambe ngayo.
Yeah.
Ngoba thina sakhula sisim conscious.
Yeah.
Ukuphatha phatha unkosikazi wakho phakathi
isono. Isono.
Wenze isono.
Of course.
Wenze isono, yes.
Yes.
Yes, limaziwe bafundisi.
Yo.
Nethanda babasha bafundisi.
Siyabonga babu Nkosi. Wow, babu Nkosi says, you know, once a child is born, the first mistake that the couple will make is putting the child right in the middle of their bed. The child sleeps with them, and soon the child is older. Like the mother will come, play with the child, concentrate on the child. When the father comes, the baby. And soon the child is playing outside, but the two are now strangers and they are both lonely again. And so now he's also talking about what the elder generation went through when he says, yo, help the younger generation. We were so sin conscious. You were not supposed to even hold your wife's hand. I'm going to put it lightly. But playing with your wife, you were not supposed to do that in public. It was a sin.
As I say, the sharing of responsibilities.
Yeah.
It's something that most young couples do not do.
Yeah.
And if they didn't do that, it becomes a huge problem.
Mm.
For instance, you see, in our young marriage with my wife, she was trained that every morning she should make breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to eat breakfast, sit on the table all together and eat, you know.
Mm.
And then what I will do then, I will stand up and say, no, leave the dishes.
Mm.
I will help washing the dishes, you know. And then we share these responsibilities.
Mm.
And then it becomes easier as you continue.
Mm.
Then the other very major thing that kills this whole spark again, it's financial management.
Mm.
It becomes a huge problem, Sisbongile, if it's not well discussed.
Mm.
How are you going to deal with your finances?
Mm.
That too killed that spark, Selesa, when I was hunting you.
Yeah.
When we get married now, the finances now, I need now to be transparent.
Mm.
She must be transparent.
Mm.
And some, because I was a hunter, they go in there and say, no, Ntate must take responsibility for everything.
My
salary as a woman is
not
to pamper myself.
Not
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now that brings a strain in that
relationship
now. Yeah, it brings that strain.
Yeah.
So the sharing of responsibilities and how even finances are going to be dealt with, it's very important.
Should we also be discussing about playing as well?
Yes.
Mm.
You know, so that when those things are well shared, then we are able now to play around with other things.
Okay.
What Baba is saying right now, during those times, even now, with the new ones, our advice is that a child, when he's still young, at 1 month, 4 months, 5 months, it's fine. But immediately after a year, then a child must be trained.
Huh? He should stay until the year is finished, Baba.
Yes. And then there are moments, I think, Umfundisi Khwadi uyibeke kahle. Then there are moments, because of the present time, people now are well exposed to many advices.
Yeah.
And they can afford ama court lapha emaceleni.
Hi, please.
Those are the ones now abakhona. But those without court, it's a problem.
Okay.
But then there should be a moment, even during the day, umntwana uyalala ngithi.
Yeah.
Umntwana makalala, then you can play.
Yeah.
You know?
Have your time.
Yeah, have your time.
Listen to the other. Ask them.
Listen to the other. You know, sit down, talk.
Yes.
You know, my wife, a few years before Zosebenza, we were together before she got work, you know. During the day when that my son is asleep, then we're sitting there in the dining room, we speak our things, we laugh, and when she's doing washing, I'm sitting there, we laugh together, we play together. Sometimes then pour you with water sometimes, and you play together. So I'm trying to say, it shouldn't be an excuse.
Yeah.
The issue of a child, it shouldn't be an excuse, because the child sleeps, the child wake up, you know, and then as they grow into 2 years now, they can go to a clinic. Then you can be able to play.
Should you always have a plan? Or because spontaneity is beautiful as well.
Powerful.
Yeah, so should you, like, okay, Monday, 3 o'clock, the child is sleeping.
Yeah.
No, spontaneity.
It should be spontaneous.
Yeah. Okay.
And when it's spontaneous, it's very nice.
Genuine and nice?
And nice, because it's unexpected.
Mm. Exactly.
You know? Mm. And when it's created from an early age, it becomes a culture that you live with between you and your wife. And it makes things much easier as you build towards this oneness.
The problem that sometimes I have seen couples going through is receiving from the other person. Because I have learned and I've been disappointed by others. Maybe as a man, I've been disappointed and I have learned to do things on my own. Or I've been taught that way. I wash my own things. I wash the dishes. I do everything. And it's hard for me to receive it from when it's done by another person. Even with women, my husband cannot touch dishes. And yet at some times she herself is exhausted, needing help. How do we deal with that? Because it's very hard to receive from another person. And then it puts a strain at some point. He's not helping, but you are the problem. You can't receive.
Yeah. Not only that, Sibongile, as well as driving, you know. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
ooh, are you putting us on the spot?
Yeah,
oh, Muruti, that's unjust. That's not justice. Yeah. No, justice for women.
It is true.
We don't like driving. We want to be driven. Yes.
You know, my wife doesn't like driving. Yeah. Maybe when she drives alone, it's fine, because obviously she is alone. But when I'm there, she would want me to be, you know, driving.
From here to KZN, to Venda.
Exactly. Yeah. But now, Sibongile, communication is very much important. Okay. Yeah. I know, you know, with couples who grew up under circumstances whereby you are the only child at home and you are used, you know, to do things by yourself. Even when you are married, you still have that to say, I want to do things by myself.
On my own.
Yes,
yeah.
On your own. So, but now, communication and understanding the background, understand the kind of a woman or a man that you are married into.
Yeah.
Where is this man coming from? You
right.
know, the siblings and so on. And once you understand that, it is important to engage in, you know, good conversation so that you are able to assist one another to say, I'm comfortable when I do 1, 2, 3, 4 by myself, but I wouldn't mind if you help me.
The problem is us who have stayed too long without a relationship.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. That's why I'm saying, because now you are comfortable in doing things by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I come and marry you, I should understand where you are coming from. I should understand the background, and there I will be able to assist you, even not only assisting you, to work together with you.
Yeah, on TikTok, there's this young guy. He says, you should see how he cleans. The ladies on TikTok, they're like, yo, we are dizzy, nje, watching you. We are tired. We don't know who are you going to get married to cleaning like that. And I've met sisters whom you would love to
fornicate.
Even the pompota kwantlejir.
Yeah.
Now they have to get married. It's a problem.
Yeah.
That is why then, from what Muruti Khwadi has said, you know, communication is key from both backgrounds, so that you understand one another. And some of them, even if you don't discuss sitting on the table, as you get to know each other, you need to reach a point of understanding one another.
Where are you coming from?
Yeah, where are you coming from?
Yeah.
Because you need to discover the type of a wife you are married to.
Yeah.
It's the same. The wife must discover the kind of a man is married to.
And have the grace.
Yeah,
of,
so yeah. And have the grace of accommodating one another within these characters. The one is too clean, the one is not too clean, you know. Then you discover each other so that you may be able to balance at the end of the day without condemning the other. You know, like a scenario of this young man who used to take care of himself, iron for himself, you know, and then when he got married to this lady who's from a big family, because he had brothers. So when she dishes, you know, she puts that whole thing in the plate, a big food. So this man doesn't
understand this kind of dishing up thing.
Instead of talking to the wife, he takes the plate to the dustbin. And the wife doesn't understand why. And when the wife asks our daughter, why do you take the food to the dustbin? He says, "Ne, umphakela like njengenja. I'm not a dog. You can't teach me like that." You see where the whole thing starts. And this one says, "No, from the background I come from, this is how I used to teach for my brothers. So now you should tell me if you don't want this big dish.
Let's talk. Yeah.
And be able to understand that you are a small eating person. You don't eat this big food. So this is where the problem is. So you need to get to know each other right from that point of view so that you may be able to understand one another. Because if it's a lady who's too clean, you're going to fight because you're from this home, you just unclothe, put things wherever you want to. And this one wants things to be in the bin for the clothes, you know.
You pack them nicely.
You pack them nicely, you know. And where now you're from this singleness here, from man point of view, you just throw things in the in the wardrobe. Then when you want them, you take them out.
Now the yellow is with you.
Do you get what I'm saying?
T-shirts are,
So one of the most important places to deal with these things, it's when you are sitting on that table, especially when you are eating.
Because
in a
very cool manner. Yeah, because I was going to come for that. To say, when one is listening to what we're talking about, they might say, this is work. You have to sit down and talk. But now, if you're saying when we relaxed, we're taking our time, we're enjoying the meal. And we're discussing this. I've seen others even going out for a date so they can talk whilst they are eating.
True, Sibongile. Honest heart-to-heart conversations. Very important. Because they are key also in restoring intimacy, in restoring the understanding. That's where we encourage, you know, couples to rekindle their love, you know, because rekindling love requires intentional efforts. We must be intentional in that heart-to-heart conversation.
All right.
If we are feeling that, okay.
We must be intentional
exactly.
with the heart-to-heart conversation that we're having with our spouses. All right, let's go to the 2 o'clock news bulletin. We're coming back with Moruti Archibald Malungwane and Pastor Ernest Khwadi. We are talking about achieving oneness, and the main topic was the power of oneness.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011 326 3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.